This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Creamer with Matt Zirkler filling in for Chuck McBee. He is on his way back from Florida. He'll be with us again here on ScoresBroadcast.com in a few days. Tonight we are here at New Bremen. We've got a good game for you. The Versailles Lady Tigers on the road against the Cardinals. Each team with a loss thus far in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Right now it looks like everyone in the MAC chasing the likes of Minster and Marion Local, but who knows? This Midwest Athletic Conference will really shake up over the next few weeks. It's more compressed, more even from top to bottom than it has been in the last several years, although Minster is probably still the favorite, the team to beat, just like Fort Loramie is, of course, in the Shelby County Athletic League. 8-3 by way of record for Versailles, 7-3 by way of record for New Bremen. New Bremen has not beaten Versailles in five seasons. Who knows? Could happen tonight. It's a toss-up game. Both clubs coming off nice victories in contests on Saturday. Versailles beat Rushi by a score of 38-27, led by 6 at the end of 3, pulled away to win it. The guard performers out front for Versailles in that game led in scoring. Caitlin McElnatty had 10 points. Hannah Bargy had 8. And Danielle Kunk at the wing had 7. Lindsay Winter, 6'2". Brooke Stonebreaker, 6'3". Were somewhat silent in that game. In a way, that's good news for first-year head coach Tracy White, because she got scoring from out front. That's what she likes. She knows she's going to get it from her two leading scorers on the inside. For head coach Chris Burden in year number 8 at New Bremen, the Cardinals thumped Layman Catholic 57-47 on Saturday. Layman led in that game by 6 at intermission. New Bremen caught Layman at the end of 3, pulled away to win by 10. Kaylee Friend had 17. Madison Gradonier 15 in that game. They combined for 15 in the fourth to pace the Cardinals' victory. We mentioned that first-year head coach at Versailles is Tracy White. Matt, she steps in for Jackie Stonebreaker, a legend at Versailles. 20 years at Versailles, 7 Final Fours, 2 state titles, 3 state runners-up honors. The next head coach has got a real challenge. What do you do for an encore? Tracy is an outstanding mentor. 2 good years at New Philadelphia. A run to the Final Four at New Philly, and also a berth in the regional in her 2 seasons there.
Yeah, that's definitely some big shoes to fill for Coach White. The Ratterman name has been associated with Versailles girls basketball for years. Yep. I mean, with Jackie and Justine and the family.
It's Jackie Ratterman Stonebreaker.
Right. So that's some big shoes to fill, and there's a lot of tradition going back to the Tim Bargy days at Versailles.
Right.
It's been a great, steady program over the last probably 20, 30 years.
An advantage for Tracy, she was on board last year on the bench with Jackie. I had the chance to talk to Tracy White at practice at Versailles High School just a few days ago.
A comment on your coaching background, your basketball experience. I know you love it. How'd you get started? What instilled in you the interest to play hoops and coach?
Yeah, so I've played basketball all my life. Was a gym rat, was a manager when I was little, all those types of things. Went through high school at Danville High School and then graduated there and went to Notre Dame College in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there I went to Walsh University and finished my career and was a grad assistant there for 1 year. After being a grad assistant for a year, I got hired at New Philadelphia, where I was an intervention specialist there, and then started out as the varsity assistant.
Mm-hmm.
There for 2 years and had some success at the D1 level. Then got the job and we went to a Division II program. I was the head coach there for 2 years. First year we got beat in the regional semifinals, and then the second year we ended up going to state and lost to Toledo Rogers at state in a hard-fought game.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ended up getting married. Moved down to this area.
So it was your husband in part who led you to West Central Ohio and Versailles?
It was, yeah. My husband did that, and so I moved down and kind of had the mentality that I was just going to be not coach for a year. And that's when I got connected with Jackie, and we talked and kind of stayed on board with basketball because it's in my blood, you know. So looking back, I'm glad I didn't take a year off like I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
But helped out with the program last year and was in and out, you know, in the summer, did some four-man work. workouts and things like that. Did some lessons with younger girls, and then the opportunity came about, and now we're here.
As you said, you were on the bench with Jackie Stonebreaker last year. What did you learn about Versailles basketball then, the Midwest Athletic Conference, and what are you carrying forward from Jackie Stonebreaker's style of coaching?
Yeah, philosophy-wise, it was good because her philosophy was just a little different in some areas than what I had had and where I was at and coaching at Walsh and those types of things. But coming this direction, you always hear about the MAC and how competitive it is and those types of things. But seeing the different philosophies and just being able to kind of combine the two was an experience for me. I always say I never know everything as a coach. And so when what you can learn, pieces you can pick up from other coaches, you know, that's how you get great coaches later, picking up those little pieces and parts. And there was a lot to be able to pull from last year.
As always, a competitive girls basketball schedule for Versailles to date. You've lost just three, won a real close one in the league against Fort Recovery, lost a heartbreaker to Marion Local.
Yeah, we have been up and down so far this year a little bit, but competitive in every game. Like you said, Marion Local got us in overtime there, and then we played Fort Recovery well early. Now we're getting into some more MAC games and those types of things, but you show up every day. Every day is a strong competition. The teams that we play, there's no one you can come and just have an off day with. But the girls want to get better. They've been getting better each day, which is nice, and we focus on little things each day in each game and hoping to peak at the right time and continue to compete.
And they're learning their roles. The young lady in the middle, winner, boy, her name speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It does. Like you said, they're learning roles. We did lose six girls from last year, and all of them played important roles as well with our team last year. Stepping up and putting some people in some different positions or different roles than they were last year. We're kind of trying and getting there to that point where they're accepting that. But like you said with Lindsay Winter, you know, she's an athlete, and she can do things that you don't always have kids that can do. And she's inside-out player. She's, you know, worked really hard this year, and we look forward to seeing kind of what she can do this year.
Words of new first-year head girls coach at Versailles, Tracy White, commenting there at the end about Lindsay Winter, the fine performer in the middle for the Tigers, 6'2" senior, on to UD to play volleyball. She's averaging 12.5 a game, backed up by Brooke Stonebreaker, daughter of Jackie. 6'3" is Brooke, averaging nearly 11, and she is just an inch taller than Lindsay. Wow, two strong players on the inside for the Versailles Tigers, Matt.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a matchup for the Cardinals to overcome tonight.
Yep, sure is. This New Bremen team has got good overall size. No one, though, taller than 5'10". So in Stonebreaker and Winter, a good 4 or 5 inches in height advantage on the interior. New Bremen's got to do all it can out front to not allow the ball to get inside comfortably when Versailles has it at the offensive end. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We'll hear from one of our new underwriting sponsors, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, and then we'll return with our starters in the tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business.
This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meiring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meiring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meiring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meiring.
Oh, very good crowd on hand here at New Bremen tonight for this Midwest Athletic Conference matchup between the Cardinals and the Tigers, New Bremen and Versailles. As I mentioned, the last New Bremen victory over Versailles was in 2015-16 by a final tally of 56-45. New Bremen was 18-6 that year, Versailles 21-7. Tigers lost in the regional championship to Marion Pleasant. The last three seasons, Versailles has won by 14, 29, and 35. So New Bremen feels like it's got a score to settle with the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, and this is kind of like you said before about being early in the MAC schedule, but you don't want to fall too far behind, so this is a big game for both teams.
Oh, it sure is. New Bremen has lost three. In fact, those have come in the last five outings for head coach Chris Burden's club. New Bremen started with triumphs over Rushi, Houston, and Anna in the Shelby County League, two of those three schools. Versailles has beaten, by the way. Then New Bremen won its first MAC game, 51-39 over Coldwater. Won on the road at Lincoln View by eight. Dropped an eight-pointer at a talented New Knoxville team. Beat Delphus Jefferson. Then lost to Fort Loramie 75-28. No shame in that. The 28 New Bremen scored represent the most points given up in a game this year by Fort Loramie. 44-41. On the 21st of December, final score, Troy Christian nipped New Bremen. Troy Christian's been up and down. Well, they've been good. They've been very good. And beat New Bremen at Troy Christian by 3 points. New Bremen rebounded a week later with a win on Saturday over Lehman Catholic by 10 points. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers have played a staunch schedule as always, opening with a 4-point win against Chaminade Julienne. Lost to Tri-Village, a powerhouse, but 10. Beat Delta St. John's easily, rolled over Covington. Won a big 2-pointer against Fort Recovery, which, by the way, is hosting Minster tonight. Won at Miami East by 11, beat Tip by 13. Lost a thriller, a heartbreaker against Marion Local at home by 3. That was an OT. A good Lima Bath team beat Versailles by 10. And then Versailles in its last two, top Anna by 4, Rushi by 11. Starting lineups for the visiting Versailles Tigers, Lindsay Winter, 12.5 a game, 6'2 senior. Brooke Stonebreaker, almost 11 a game, 6'3 senior. They comprise the front line. Caitlin McEldowney is in the backcourt, 8 points a game, 5'4 senior. Hannah Bargy, 5'7 senior, 4 points per outing. And Danielle Kunk, a 5'7" senior at 8 a game. Opening tip won by the Tigers. New Bremen sets up defensively. Katie Howell, a 5'6 junior at guard. Ellie Retkerman, a 5'10 junior at a wing. Kaylee Friend, very good scorer, is on the front line for the New Bremen Cardinals. She's averaging in double digits along with Madison Cordonier. Friend is 5'7". Cordonier 5'10". Here's a baseline jump shot by Versailles to open the shooting. It is in and out by Winter. Went down below the iron, snapped away. New Bremen got the board. Fifth starter for New Bremen is Kira Berkey, a 5'9" senior guard. And by the way, here's Berkey chucking up a long one from the corner. It's no good. Versailles gets the rebound. And the Tigers' Kunk scoots down the floor and drop kicks it off her big toe on the right foot.
Looked like her and the New Bremen defender kind of got their legs kind of tangled up there, and like I said, kind of went down to the ground.
So it's Howell, Retkerman, Friend, Cordonier, Berkey, and the other starter I may have overlooked is, let me see here, Matt. Yeah, Howell, Retkerman, Friend, Cordonier, and Berkey. That's the quintet. And New Bremen with a quick turnover down to a right. Versailles gets it back. We've had two shots in this game. We played a minute 20. at least three turnovers. No one scored. Here's a cross-court pass by Winner into the left corner to teammate Kalen McElnatty, who launches a three. Missed it off the back iron. Long rebound, though, to Winner, who stretches to get it. Goes to the foul line. Good feed down inside to Stonebreaker. That's the high-low action of Versailles that will be tough to defend for New Bremen tonight. Stonebreaker got the deuce.
Nice pass there from Winner to set that up.
Well, it sure was. When she's got the ball, you have to honor her shot anywhere. As she didn't let it fly toward the rim, she made a good look for teammate Stonebreaker on the block, low right side. Here's a spinning turnaround shot from the right baseline to Madison Cordonier of New Bremen. It's well off the mark and over the shoulder foul against the Lady Tigers on the rebound. 6:02 left here in the opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Versailles. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, also a new underwriting sponsor. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle, a good man to know, licensed physical therapist, and he's got a good business started. He's had one underway for more than a decade in Versailles, and he's expanded to Fort Loramie. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Well, after a New Bremen miss, Versailles pushes it down the floor, Matt, gets it inside to Stonebreaker, who's been active so far, and she's hacked up on the arm.
Versailles doing a nice job of looking inside here in the early going.
Stonebreaker, Jackie Ratterman Stonebreaker's daughter, is a lefty. Brooke fires it up, and it rattles and comes out. Second one is on the money. 3-0 lead, Versailles. First-year head coach Tracy White, with whom we spoke in the pregame, had two superb years in command at New Philadelphia High School. Took her team to the state and to the regional, and was on the bench with Versailles head coach Stonebreaker last year. Oh, here's a dynamite inside move by Kaylee Friend. She's 5'7", played bigger than that on that play, and with her left hand swiveled in the paint and flipped it in off the glass.
Yeah, nice spin move there in the lane.
3-2, Versailles up a point. Here is Stonebreaker to Winner. Right back to Stonebreaker down low, drops in another with the left hand. She's got five, all of Versailles' points so far in this contest.
Couple nice assists now by Winner.
Again, when Winner collects the ball, if you're New Bremen, you've got to run two defenders at her. And Stonebreaker has been freed up twice for gimmies. 5-2, Tigers lead. With the ball is Howell, foul line, below it for New Bremen. Jump shot, short, rebound Stonebreaker of Versailles. Backcourt to McElnatty, who trots over the timeline. The 5'4 senior flips it to the left flank to Daniel Kunk. Outside the arc on the right, McElnatty. Now Winner. Winner behind the arc, right wing. Jumping, shooting, it missed off the iron. Rebound New Bremen. Friend in backcourt, tries to make a wraparound pass. It's picked off by Kunk. And then we've got over guarding in the corner against New Bremen. Foul is common. Versailles 8-3. New Bremen 7-3. 15 wins between these two. And how about our matchup on Saturday, Matt? Fort Loramie Bodkins girls, 17 wins between those two clubs.
Yeah, Bodkins putting together a good early start of the season here at 8-2.
3 years ago at Bodkins, the Trojans nipped Fort Loramie 37-35. And Bodkins hoping that history from 3 years ago repeats itself on Saturday. And Fort Loramie will be tough to corral. The Redskins are mighty, mighty good. They pressure you all over the floor and have a wave of two offensive units. Well, after a Versailles miss, New Bremen gets sparked from three-point territory, and a long one is hoisted in.
Yep, Cordonier hit that one.
Madison Cordonier knots up the score at five. Here is Winner dribbling below the basket for Versailles. Pitches on the arc to a teammate, open player Hannah Bargy, and she rifles in a three-point ball.
Actually, they call that one a two.
Yep, she was
just inside the line.
Straddling the arc at 7-5 in favor of Versailles. Wow, looky here. A quick counter by Cordonier. Got it. Cordon, your nails one just about 6 inches behind the three-point marker. And New Bremen's gone up by 1-8-7. Kunk quickly down the floor. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Lindsay Winter, who makes the five-foot banker. For Sales out in front 9-8 after a slow start. The offensive play for both clubs heating up. Midcourt, it's Friend for New Bremen. And she slides down the right side of the floor and is shouldered on the play by Hannah Bargey. New Bremen in the home white, that cardinal red trim, cardinal red numerals outlined in gold. This gymnasium here at New Bremen will make your eyes pop. It is beautifully adorned in the cardinal red and gold. For Sales in the road, black, white numbers outlined in orange. Here's New Bremen down by a point with the ball. Howe at the foul line. Outside the arc, high right to Kira Berkey. Berkey on the bounce. She'll be highlighted at halftime. One of our LaCalle Equipment Spotlight performers. Berkey nearly walked. She might have traveled, got away with it. Flipped it off on the play to a teammate, Cordonier, who pivots and hits from the foul line extended left. And New Bremen's back up 1-10-9.
Got the kind roll on that jumper.
Quickly, Versailles trying to counter. Outside the arc, high left. Yes, from three-point land. Danielle Kunk is on the button. All cord on that three ball. 12-10, Versailles up a deuce. We anticipated this would be an even-Steven game. And right now, we're on a pace for 45 or 50 points. The club's offense is clicking. Straight away with the ball, Howell for New Bremen. Darts down the lane. Leaves it for a teammate in the left corner. Then it goes cross-court to Cordonier. Cordonier on the bounce into the paint area. Banks in a runner. Wow, beauty around Stonebreaker. Tied at 12. Minute 35 left opening period. Left wing with the ball for the Versailles Tigers as Abby Stammen is in. Goes to Winter in the post. Missed the five-footer. Sick back is up and good. Nice rebound shot by Versailles. It was Caitlin Marshall, a 5'9 senior in off the bench. She got the deuce. Good offensive glass work. Versailles back up at 2. 75 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Look at that drive. Splitting a couple Versailles defenders as Berkey banked it too hard. No good. Rebound right back to Berkey. Wraparound pass, though, picked off by Kunk. Kunk sprints down the floor. Nearly walked. Think she did. That's a travel each way missed by the referees here in the last minute and a half to 2 minutes or so. That's going to happen. Here's Winter foul line extended left. High arching floater from 16. Wide right. Long rebound kicks to Versailles. Driving into the paint area goes Abby Stammen, the 5 foot 7 inch junior for the Versailles Tigers. Is presented with good defense by New Bremen, which gets a piece of the ball. It goes off Stammen, out of bounds.
Cordonier's hit a couple jumpers here lately, and they're going to have those kind of shots for New Bremen to hang in this game.
Yep, sure are.
And combat that inside presence by Versailles.
Two-point lead for the visiting club, 14-12. 26 seconds left here in the first quarter. And New Bremen, being harassed out at midcourt, pitches the ball into the corner, too high, out of bounds, intended for Berkey. Let's see if Versailles, coached by first-year mentor Tracy White, plays for 1:17 seconds to go in the period. Here's Stonebreaker out high on a weave to Kate Griesdorn, is checked in now. Griesdorn, a 5'6" junior. Ball thrown to the post area. Punched away by New Bremen with 3 seconds left. Midcourt, it's Howell for the Cardinals. Lets it fly just short as the first period closes out. Boy, it's been a good one. Eight-year head coach Chris Burden, first-year head coach Tracy White at Versailles. 14-12, Tigers by 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at New Bremen. Matt filling in for Chuck McBee on his way back from Florida. He'll be with us in a few days here on ScoresBroadcast.com. New Bremen opens up the second quarter with a good drive to the basket and a two-shot foul for the Cardinals. At the stripe is Madison Cordonier, who flips in the first to make it a 14-13 game. Versailles up one, and that free throw knots the count. 14, we're all even. Tigers led by two at the end of the initial 8 minutes. It has been back and forth several ties. Nothing decided so far. It's going to be nip and tuck, I think, right to the finish.
Yep, 12 points already for the Finley commit. And Cordonier.
Yep, Cordonier headed to Finley, and she is the real deal. Chuck and I commented in the game we covered here on Scores Broadcast when Fort Loramie was here. She sparkled. There's a loose ball in the lane. Versailles Tigers with a miscue, but it's picked up on the play by Marshall low on the left, and she drops in a two-pointer. Versailles has gotten some garbage baskets right around the rim. 16-14 lead. A minute gone here in the second quarter. And we've got nearly a five-second call, right corner of the floor. New Bremen was hounded, and head coach Chris Burden got a timeout. Versailles has substituted freely so far in this game, starting the second quarter with Stammen and Greensdorn at guard with McElDowney and Marshall and Stonebreaker on the inside. As we noted for you here on ScoresBroadcast.com, a new underwriting sponsor, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, serving Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot and any of our lots northeast of Cutlersville and Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna has become one of the premier builders in the area. Our new lots are in the Anna School District. They offer high-speed internet. If you'd like information and would want to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. A minute three played here in the second quarter. New Bremen ball below the basket. Howell will trigger. 16-14 lead. Versailles up two. Cordonier in the corner, dumps it to Howell. Oh, good teamwork. The extra pass was made, and Reckerman got the layup. Ellie Reckerman on the finish as she hooked up for the 2 points. Assisted on the play by Howell and Cordonier. Here's a good wraparound pass by Versailles. It went on the play from Stonebreaker to Marshall. She had it blocked from the backside. Rebound is punched out of bounds by New Bremen. Is there a foul called?
Looks like the foul will be on Reckerman. That'll be her second.
Push off against the Cardinals. Versailles will play it in from below the rim. Game tied at 16. 6:32 left here in the second quarter. And New Bremen gets set to throw it in play. And we've got a moving screen, or I should say Versailles set to throw it inbounds. And a Tiger Stonebreaker in the paint area was moving, creating interference. Offensive foul. New Bremen possession. Cardinals now with a chance to take the lead. 30 feet away is Howell, down the left side to Friend, and she's bumped. She stepped out of bounds, but that was because of contact.
That's two now on Kunk. Hannah Burgey already with two, and that's six now as a team for the Tigers.
Cardinals shoot to 1-1, the final 6:22 of the first half. Lily Leonard's a 5'8
sophomore on the floor now for New Bremen. Here's Howell, the point guard, 30 feet away. Picked up out there by Kate Griesdorn. Ball lobbed out inside for Friend, and getting a mitt on it is Caitlin McEldowney. It goes out of bounds.
That stays with New Bremen.
6:12 to go, second quarter, game tied at 16. New Bremen Cardinals inbounding, low in the right, playmaker Madison Cordonier. It goes to Howell on the arc. 25 feet away, Leonard's ball rotated left wing. Jump shot by Chloe Bornhorst is in, a 5'10 sophomore, short off the edge of the iron. And the board controlled by Versailles. Quick three outside the arc, high right. Boom, it's in. Abby Stahman bombed one home. 19-16 in favor of Versailles by three. Ball juggled at the timeline by Cordonier, who retains possession. Throws it to Leonard. She gets a screen. Leonard's foul line. And it's clawed away. Good steal on the play by Winter. Lindsay darts down the floor. Goes to the basket for an easy deuce for the Lady Tigers. We're up now by 5, 21-16. Putting a little distance between them and New Bremen. 5:20 left to go here in the second quarter. And here is very sticky defense out near midcourt by Stahman of Versailles, who slaps it out of bounds away from Cordonier. Kira Bertke back on the floor now for New Bremen, 5'9 senior. She flips it inbounds to Katie Howell near midcourt. 5:14 left, second quarter, 5-point lead Cardinals. Howell goes baseline. She's checked. Fires top of the circle to Bertke. On a weave, Bornhorst. Oh, tries to make an entry pass down low for Friend. Didn't have the angle. Versailles swiped it. Quickly into Winter in the post. Turnaround Jay. Hit the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound yanked down by Bertke of New Bremen, which is still down 5. 4:50 left, second quarter. Spin move. Foul line. Howell. She got into traffic. Knocked loose by Stahman. Here comes Versailles. Stahman down to Winter. Hits the trailer. Stonebreaker. Too hot to handle, out of bounds.
Nice idea on the pass, but like you said, just a little too high and went off Stonebreaker's arm.
Frenetic pace the last 90 seconds. No production on the board. And Versailles' lead remains at 5, 21-16. New Bremen to the timeline.
Cardinals need to get somebody other than Cordonier going here.
Aaliyah Truman, 5'6 sophomore, has got the ball in the right corner. Hits the cutter. Friend, reach-in foul against Versailles. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, Matt and I are at Fairlawn. Jackson Center Tigers take on the Jets, who beat Fairlawn in OT last year at the Fairlawn Gym. Each team with a loss in the Shelby County Athletic League. Thus, that game tomorrow night carries with it additional weight. Fairlawn is quite spunky at home. They've been a very good offensive club so far this year. Jackson Center at Fairlawn tomorrow night. Jackson Center coming off the 21-point defeat at the hands of Anna on Monday.
Fairlawn's already had two games this year where they've scored 29 points in the first quarter.
Wow. Well, one of two free throws made by New Bremen. Versailles quickly down the floor, pushes it to the post to Winter. Her turnaround 10-footer is right on target. Tigers had their biggest lead, 6, 23-17. Four to play, second quarter. Little give and go out high. Bertke for Friend. She lost the ball below the basket, got it back. Then threw it to the three-point shooter, Cordonier, short. Rebound knocked around, gathered by Versailles. Kate Griesdorn in backcourt. Flips it up to McEldowney. Now to Winter, who steps inside the arc. Swish on the 17-footer. Oh, what a smooth stroke by Lindsay Winter. Versailles up 8. Lindsay has really improved that outside J of hers. Tough break for Cordonier of New Bremen. Her turnaround shot, foul on extended right, curled down below the rim and popped out.
Versailles doing a great job of holding Bremen to one and out most possessions tonight.
Yes. High-low action. Winter down inside for Stonebreaker. Ill-advised. New Bremen got a piece of it and could not contain it. It goes out of bounds to the Tigers, who are up 8 with 3:11 left in the first half. Timeout. Head coach Tracy White of the Versailles Tigers, who are in the lead by 8 points late in the second quarter. The Jewelry Barn in Versailles, established in 2011, or I should say the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi, the gem of Shelby County in Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi that you heard all about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry, priced just right, and jewelry repair. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. 3:11 left in the second quarter, 8-point lead Versailles. Tigers with some good shooting in the last several minutes to extend the lead. Here's Winter on the arc. Gives it up outside the three-point line to Griesdorn. Down inside to Stonebreaker. She powers to the rim. Missed the shot, but a foul against New Bremen. That's the height advantage for the Tigers, and they are working it.
They hit a couple threes and they had a shot just inside the arc, but for the most part, it's been inside.
Yes, indeed. Free throw by Stonebreaker. A lot of rim, but it goes down through, and it's a 9-point game. Second shot, Stonebreaker around and out to the right. Rebound pinballed out of bounds off a black shirt. New Bremen needs to close the second quarter well. Behind by 9, 26-17.
Yeah, can't get down double figures here in the first half.
Here's the ball lobbed by New Bremen toward the post. Fingertips of Winter touch it. It goes into the lap of Stonebreaker. Steel Tigers, who quickly enter it to Winter. Give and go to Stonebreaker, right down the pike, up and good. Wow, is Versailles nicely sharing the ball. 28-17 in favor of Versailles. And here is Friend trying to do too much for the Cardinals. She dribbles the last 40 feet. The last few feet out of bounds off her leg.
Yeah, and going back to that last possession by Versailles, that's at least three times now that connection between Winter and Stonebreaker has worked for an easy layup.
You're right, Matt. And I think by my recollection, 12 of the last 13 points in this game, I think, have been scored by Versailles.
Yeah.
We were tied at 16. It's now 28-17 Tigers.
Yeah, I think that Friend foul shot's the only thing in between.
High right, Stammen with the ball for Versailles, being pressured by Friend. Ball goes to Winter, back to the basket, to the three-point shooter. Stammen, her shot tipped, and the Bremen's got it. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Cordonier crossover dribble gives to Howell. Deep left corner to a teammate. Bertke, who thought about launching the three, didn't. Good entry pass to Cordonier. Oh, what a head fake. And she made a dipsy-do move right around her defender, Stonebreaker, and got it to go. Outstanding finish by Cordonier.
Easy to see why Finley is really high.
Yeah, Madison's got the moves. Good shooter, too. Plays taller than her height. Minute 38 left here in the second quarter. Field goal by Cordonier, the 5'10 performer for New Bremen. 28-19 Versailles up 9. Biggest lead in this game was at 28-17 with a minute 40 left in the second. Versailles now nonchalantly hailing the ball out high. Left flank, it's McElDowney. Down low on the left is Stonebreaker. Good move. She shoulders her way into the paint, lost the ball. New Bremen then lost it. Stonebreaker missed the seven-footer, but there for the garbage putback is Winter. Yep, New Bremen not getting a body on the 6'3" Stonebreaker or the 6'2" Winter. They're controlling things inside. Here's Cordonier, a little looper, fadeaway outside the lane in the left. No good for New Bremen. Tigers have got the rebound. Again, just a single shot for the Cardinals, who are down 11 with 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Here's Bargy, 25 feet away on the right.
They're just going to work for the last shot here.
Deep in the right corner, Stammen. Back to Bargy, 29 to play. Foul line Winter. She posts up, looks at the basket, throws it baseline right to Stammen, who thought about shooting and has it punched away by New Bremen. Quickly down the floor, Bertke into the lane to Friend, spinning, trying to shoot over Winter, not a chance. She blocked it. 10 seconds to go. Tiger ball. Outside the arc, high left, it's McIldowney with five to play. Right corner winner. Let's a defender fly by and sinks a three ball at the buzzer. Lindsay Winter connects for the Versailles Tigers with just a couple or three-tenths of a second remaining. And the Versailles Tigers have widened the gap to 33-19 with an explosive second quarter of play. The 14-point difference is the biggest in this game so far. New Bremen's got its work cut out for itself in the second half here tonight. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to outstanding underwriting sponsors, including Barker Insurance. It's earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. Phone 492-1857. That's 937-492-1857. Matt, let's take a look at our halftime scoring. Our report here at the break is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. 14-point lead Versailles with a 19-point second quarter of play. How'd they do it?
They outscored the Cardinals there 19-7 in the second quarter. Like you said, the first quarter was real back and forth, and it was only 14-12 after that period in favor of Versailles, but the Tigers have blown it open here in the second quarter. Lindsay Winter leading the way with 13 points here at halftime, 11 of those coming in that second quarter, including that three from the right corner just before the buzzer. Brooke Stonebreaker with 8 points for the Tigers, Caitlin Marshall with four, and Abby Stallman with three, Danielle Kunk with three, and Hannah Bargy with two for Versailles. The Versailles is hitting enough three-pointers to open up the inside game and keep everybody honest, and that's why the Tigers are up 14 here at the break.
Wow, heck of a second period for Lindsay Winter, 5 goals from the floor.
And for New Bremen, Madison Cordonier leading the way with 14 points. Kaylee Friend had 3 points, and Ellie Reckman 2 points for New Bremen's 19.
Now somehow, some way, head coach Chris Burden of New Bremen has got to find a way to defend Winter and Stonebreaker better in the middle. That's a tall order. No pun intended. They're 6'2 and 6'3 respectively.
And they, well, we saw that 3-4 times here in this first half, how Winter was making great passes to Stonebreaker, and the guards are making great inside passes to both of them and setting up easy baskets.
33-19, Versailles girls over New Bremen here at the half. That's our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services to student athletes. Halftime here at New Bremen. It's a Midwest Athletic Conference clash tonight. Girls basketball, Versailles 33, New Bremen 19. We've got Shelby County League boys tomorrow night featuring Jackson Center at Fairlawn, webcast time 7:10. Fort Loramie girls against Botkins in a Shelby County League girls matchup on Saturday afternoon. By the way, that varsity tilt will begin at about 2, webcast time at 1:45 p.m. or so from Botkins on Saturday afternoon. And then we are in the Miami Valley League for boys play next Tuesday. League leader Sydney, unbeaten on the year, takes on Tip. Tip City, 6-4 overall, having lost just once, though, in the Miami Valley League. So it's the front runner, Sydney, against Tip on Tuesday night right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Webcast time again, 7:10 on Tuesday. So we go from the Midwest Athletic Conference to the Shelby County League to the Miami Valley League for coverage of 4 games tonight through next Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com. 14-point lead, Versailles over the New Bremen girls, about 3.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight we spotlight a couple players, one from each school. For New Bremen, it's Kira Berkey, a senior, daughter of Russ and Heather, 3.97 GPA. Actually, it's 3.97999999999. Outstanding student is Kira, active in FCA, the Cardinals That Care group. Treasurer for the National Honor Society, participates in magnified giving, and is a softball player. She'll attend Grace College. Will Kira Berkey major in early childhood education? For Versailles, the spotlight on Lindsay Winter, senior, outstanding player, averaging nearly 13 points a game, 3.9 GPA like Kira at New Bremen. Lindsay, daughter of Dale and Cheryl. She's on to UD to play volleyball, at which she has performed extremely well at Versailles. Active also in FTA, Varsity V, National Honor Society. And Lindsay Winter is the vice president of her senior class. As I mentioned, UD for volleyball, undecided on her major. Lindsay Winter, Versailles, Kira Berkey, New Bremen. In the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, known for its juicy roasted chicken plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And it's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. That banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. We talked in the pregame about how compressed this Midwest Athletic Conference might be moving through the month of January from top to bottom. Well, Fort Recovery leads Minster after a quarter tonight, 14-7. Versailles has already beaten Fort Recovery, and St. Henry is upsetting Marion Local by 3 points. Halftime break in that game, Marion Local and Minster, a couple of unbeaten clubs in the MAC. Between them, they've lost just one game the entire year. Marion Local's unbeaten. Minster dropped its opener to Fort Loramie. But at the moment, both Marion Local and Minster being beaten in other MAC games tonight. Right here, we start the third quarter. Versailles up by 14 over New Bremen, 33-19. Tigers have the ball on the arc in the person of Kunk. Danielle gives it up and gets it back. She goes baseline. Good drive. Overshot it. A little too much mustard on it. Rebound down to New Bremen. Here comes Retcherman up the floor for the Cardinals, dressed in white. On a weave, Cordonier, foul line. Step back, long two-pointer, 18-footer short. Rebound Versailles, dribbling down the floor, Winter. Winter gives it up right wing to McElDowney. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's laid up a little short by Kunk. Got the rebound back, but was out of bounds.
Had 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
14-point lead Versailles, exactly 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Up and over the timeline for New Bremen is Howell. Outside the arc on the left to Friend, the five who started the game for New Bremen. On the floor here, opening play, third quarter. Cordonier has a good look straight away. Three-point land. Missed it. It hit the back brace. Long rebound, Tigers. Quickly down the floor, Kunk. She's not guarded. She sets up and shoots and hits. A long two-pointer straddling the arc. Boy, you've got to find her. Missed last year, leg injury. She's a sharpshooter. Timeout, Chris Burden, New Bremen. 16-point game for Sales, 35, and New Bremen, 19. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, both proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com, Superior Aluminum and Francis Schulze. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, to work, to raise families, and receive an education. New Knoxville has beaten Delphi St. John's tonight in MAC girls action, 48-31. Big win for New Knoxville, talented club, by the way. And New Knoxville will pose problems for anyone, especially at home. New Bremen works the ball down inside. Ellie Retkerman gets the 5-foot bank shot to go after the New Bremen timeout. Versailles still up 14. We got a reach-in foul by New Bremen over guarding Stonebreaker out at the foul line. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. New Bremen down 14 to Versailles, which had an excellent second quarter of play in this game. Here is Versailles handling the basketball. 30 feet away, it's Kunk. Kunk looks for McElDowney. Instead flips to Bargy. Then it goes to Caitlin. Now Kunk, here's Winter straight on. Guarded by Friend. Oh, backdoor cutter, catches, driving to the rim. Shot laid up by Hannah Bargy. It hangs on the iron and comes off. Rebounded by the Cardinals. New Bremen needs a streak of buckets here, midway through the third. There's one of them. No, Friend's shot went in and out. She darted across the lane, couldn't get it to drop. Rebound Tigers. Holding down the floor, McElhaney. Oh, what a pass. The winner low on the left. Making it look easy. The Versailles girls up 16, 37-21. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Berkey's got the ball in the arc. Dribbles with the left hand. Looks for Howe, back cutting. But she's followed nicely by McElhaney. Now Friend, 25 feet away. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Friend bounces to Howell. Foul line, Cordonier. Spinning, turning, well guarded, left it short. Rebound poked, out of bounds, off of Versailles.
Yeah, we're just talking about that last play on the nice pass. The passing on both sides has been very good tonight. You can tell the quality of coaching that both these programs have.
Yep, each team shares the ball extremely well. Here is Friend inbounding side court for New Bremen. Gives it up on the arc to Howell. Foul line extended left, Cordonier. Lobbed into the post to Friend. Friend tries to shoot it over Marshall. Height disadvantage, missed it. Rebound Versailles. Here is a good drive by Griesdorn. Boy, she flashed down the lane, took it the last 40 feet. I said Griesdorn, I should have said McElhaney. Missed it, no good. Hooking foul on New Bremen. It's common, it's after the shot. Third on Bertke of New Bremen, and the Tigers will inbound. Playmaker is Kunk, low on the right. 4:19 left in the third. Versailles leads by 16 over New Bremen. Versailles 8-3, New Bremen 7-3. Versailles, of course, plays in Division 3, New Bremen D4. Ball lobbed into Winter. Winter open from 10, shoots it short. Rebound hits the rim, deflected to Friend. She darts down the floor, gives it to Cordonier. Now Howell, 25 feet away. Into the post it goes. Then the ball thrown baseline left. Here's a high-arching jumper by Chloe Bornhorst. Short. A Tiger got a piece of it.
Winner again.
Yep. Winner with a finger on the ball. Versailles got the deflection. Quickly down the floor. Kunk steers her way around Cordonier, who got a piece of her wrist. Common foul.
And after Bremen has scored 12 points in the first quarter, they've been held to 9 since in a quarter and a half.
Yep. Tigers have put the defensive whammy on the New Bremen girls, who have committed 4 fouls already in the third quarter. Ball lobbed into Winter, back to Kunk. On the arc to McElhaney. Available 3-pointer. Bingo. She's got it. And the lead for Versailles has swollen to 19. 40-21. 3:35 left in the third. Dribbling down the right side, Cordonier for New Bremen. Looks inside, no one home. Ball rotated left flank to Lily Lennertz, pounding her winner. Hand off behind the arc to Cordonier, now to Howell, 25 feet away on the right. Howell foul line, runner in the paint, lot of rim, and it goes in. Head coach Chris Burden gets a timeout. And we'll hear from U.S. Bank and Dickman, then be back with the final 3:10 of the third quarter. 40-23 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
The Versailles Lady Tigers, who have played a stiff schedule so far this year, lead New Bremen by 17. Cardinals, under head coach Chris Burden, have gone to a zone. Final 3 minutes of the third quarter with Versailles up by 17. Here's Kunk driving into the lane, then feeds it back out on the arc to a teammate guard, Abby Stauman, who triggers a long three, no good. Rebound, New Bremen. In the left corner, Cardinals have it. It's Madison Cregagner to Leonard, swiped on the play by Versailles. Oh, wow, look at that three-on-two break. The finish is up and good by McElDowney. Tigers running the floor well. New first-year head coach Tracy White, Matt, has Versailles clicking on all cylinders. Here's another steal by Versailles. Marshall out in front. She blew the chippy, though. Couldn't get the easy one to go down. Cregagner got the rebound for New Bremen. 42-23, Cardinals' biggest lead of this game. Cregagner high left, pinch at the top of the circle. Gives it up 30 feet away to a teammate, Bornhorst, who dribbles into the right corner. Now Howell baseline. She swivels into the paint area. A short left-handed shot. Ooh, dances off the rim, wouldn't go in. Rebound spiked out of bounds by the Tigers. Minute 53 left in the third. 42-23, 19-point lead for Versailles Tigers. Wow. Matt, if Versailles plays like this come tournament time, this is going to be a forceful club in Division III girls action.
Definitely, and it looks like so far Division III is not as strong as it was last year. Waynesville a little down. West Liberty, a couple other teams, not quite as good as they were last season.
The landscape not as strong in Division III girls, and nor is it quite as strong, perhaps, in Division IV boys, as we were talking before the game here tonight. Missed shot by New Bremen, rebound Versailles, which leads by 19. Final 90 seconds of the third. Oh, look at that pass. Splendid throw, McElDowney. About 28 feet from the basket, lobbed it down inside to Marshall, who couldn't finish. It might have been Stonebreaker, 34 or 44. Rebound tipped out by Versailles.
Just goes back to what I was saying before. The passing tonight has just been outstanding.
Yeah, it's been super. Terrific assist-making by both clubs. Two dynamite, well-coached teams. Here is New Bremen passing the ball around. Bornhorst. Top of the circle, gives it up on the play to teammate Aaliyah Truman, 5'6 sophomore. Truman handling.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can see why they've won 15 combined coming in.
Cordagna throws into the post area. Friend is knocked down. Versailles gets the loose ball. Baseline left at Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker hangs on with 46 seconds to go. And we've got Cordagna knocking the ball away from the Tiger into the Versailles bench. 45 ticks left on the clock, late third quarter. And Matt, New Bremen, as you mentioned, good output first quarter. And Versailles' defense has stymied New Bremen ever since. Oh, look at that pass. Bargie outside the arc on the left, threw it low post right. And then the extra pass was made by Winter to Stonebreaker. Might have been Marshall to Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker got the deuce, the beneficiary of two good passes. Here's New Bremen out high, and the ball is batted away by Versailles, which double dribbles. 19.6 to go in the third, 44-23 Versailles. And our first look, Matt, here at the Tigers, we're impressed.
And after kind of struggling so much against Ann and Rushi last weekend,
yes, no
Coach
doubt.
White's got to be very happy about how they're coming out tonight.
Uh-huh. Here's Cordagna twisting and turning in the lane for New Bremen. Her 14-footer wide left. Rebound Versailles. Quickly down the floor. Spotting up on the arc is a three-point shooter. McElDowney. And she cans another one with a second left in the period. Versailles sharp shooting New Bremen right out of its own gym tonight. Tigers up 24 at the end of three. 47-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. More about Pinnacle and Jim Spitzer's operation in just a moment. Missed shot by New Bremen to start the fourth quarter. The Cardinals have had a lot of shots roll off and looking for Sales. Wow. High-low action. Winner about 18 feet away made a beautiful dump-down pass to Stonebreaker, who finished. She was bodied and fouled as she scored. Boy, these Versailles Tigers come tournament time will be a load for anyone in D3. Again, as we noted several minutes ago, Division III overall down in the region. And you've got to figure this Versailles club will be right there, one of the couple three teams to beat in this region in girls D3. Did Stonebreaker complete the three-point play, Matt?
Yes, she did. She now has 13 in the contest.
Wow, she has exceeded her per-game average by 2 points. And Versailles is up 50-23. This was a 16-16 game. A 34-7 spurt by the Versailles Tigers. 7:21 to go in the fourth. Here's New Bremen throwing the ball into the lane to Friend. Friend is knocked down the height of Versailles. Got her across the wrist. She was spilled to the floor. Foul against Winter. 2 free throws for Friend. We mentioned in the pregame it was going to be a tall task for New Bremen to deal with the height of Versailles on the inside. It has been that and then some. New Bremen just has not handled it very well. Friend misses the first free throw and rims the second. There has been a lid on it ever since the end of the first quarter for New Bremen.
They had 12 points at the end of the first quarter. They've had 11 since.
Long pass for Sales, jammed out of bounds by New Bremen. For Sales will throw in baseline left. It's Kunk. 7:12 remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game. Good entry pass down low. Hit a teammate for a little five-footer right in front. It's Emma George who's in off the bench. Ball bounced off the backboard and rim. New Bremen got the rebound. Emma George, 6-foot junior, has checked in. Here's the ball thrown by New Bremen down low on the right to Kira Bertke. She's got a little four-footer from point-blank range and nails it. 50-25. Versailles has doubled the score. Never would have dreamed, Matt, this would be a 25-point game, 8 or 10 maybe. New Bremen played pretty well against Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie was just red, red hot and on fire that night. In fact, head coach Carlos Siegel would probably say to you, that was as good a half as Fort Laramie's played all year. There's maybe been one other half that's rivaled it, but New Bremen was not at all off its game that night. Fort Laramie blitzed him. New Bremen scored 28. New Bremen with 25 in this game against Versailles with 6:29 to go. Versailles knocks the ball out of bounds at the center line, and the Cardinals throw it back on the court of play.
Well, both inside players for Versailles have played well tonight, and they've gotten enough from their guard play.
Oh, yeah.
And if they get that, they're going to be hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. You drop off down inside of the big girls, and Versailles shoots it that well from three-point land. Hey, that's state Final Four material. Shot missed by New Bremen. Versailles Tigers bring it down to the left corner. It's Kunk on the arc. Good drive into the lane. Might have walked, late pass to a teammate out of bounds, touched by New Bremen. I mentioned Fort Loramie a moment ago. Versailles Tigers will take on the Fort Loramie Redskins in a game coming up. We'll cover it here on scoresbroadcast.com as I try to find the exact date of that contest.
Should be right around the 25th.
It's a Saturday. It usually is. Saturday, January 25 at the Redskins Gym. And we'll be there for that one on Scores Broadcast. Versailles Tigers ladies at Fort Loramie, January 25. Here's Versailles working it around, a throw into the middle, knocked away by New Bremen, but the Cards can't save it. 5:24 to go in the fourth, 50-25 in favor of Versailles, which has blitzed New Bremen right off the court ever since the early stage of the second quarter. Versailles Tigers have got a stubborn Franklin Monroe opponent coming up on Saturday. And then a home date with the Knoxville at St. Henry on the road to Arcanum, which is a nice team. The stretch of tough games continue for the Versailles Tigers, who closed the month with Fort Loramie, West Liberty, Salem, and Minster.
All at home.
All at home. I mentioned, I think, the Versailles-Fort Loramie game was at the Redskins gym. I was mistaken. I'm wrong. It is at Versailles on Saturday, January 25. Fort Loramie at Versailles. Here's a nice two-point jump shot on the play by McEldowney of Versailles. Hannah Bargey flipped in a 10-footer. Boy, Versailles' scoring has been extremely balanced. Heck of an inside-outside punch.
A couple of MAC updates here for you now. At the end of three quarters, St. Henry leads Marion Local 47-39.
Wow.
And at the half, Fort Recovery leads Minster 23-14. It's kind of a football score, but...
Yeah, going on the road in the MAC, not easy. Minster's offense has been strangled tonight, just 14 points. St. Henry, keep in mind, played Tri-Village tough a few weeks back.
Very tough.
St. Henry Redskins, good girls program. 52-25 our score. In the half court to her right is Versailles after a New Bremen turnover. Tigers turn it over. Here's Bornhorst down the floor to Howell. Ball thrown to the post. Easy steal on the play by Stonebreaker of Versailles with 3:54 to go in the game.
But if those two scores hold up, the MAC just got a lot tighter.
Oh, yeah. Nobody will be unbeaten in the league, right?
Right.
And several teams will have one loss. So you'll have a log jam at the top with a number of one-loss clubs. A ball knocked out of bounds right in front of us by New Bremen.
And it's still early. I mean, everybody other than Delphus and Versailles will have only played three.
Right.
Those two have played four.
Yes.
Because Versailles being in the Southwest, they need to end a week earlier.
Right. Every club in the league, but Delphus and Versailles go to the second Thursday of February. And those two schools finish the first week of February. Here is Kunk with the ball in the arc for Versailles. Goes to Stonebreaker in the right corner with 3:23 to go in the fourth. The Bremen gets a piece of a pass at the top of the key. Versailles goes to the floor to scrape it right back. Tigers work it around. Caitlin Marshall, 5'9 senior in. There's the ball pitched to Stonebreaker in the lane. Lost. Marshall gets it back. Tigers retain possession. Here's Kate Griesdorn on the arc. Stonebreaker comes out to catch. Wants to drive. Ball thrown cross court to teammate Carrie Dirksen is in now, a 5'5 junior. Tell you what, Matt. Several players on this Tigers team have shown, I think, marked improvement since a year ago. They were fine players last year, but Stonebreaker stepped up her game. Lindsay Winter's an even better outside shooter. Kunk has always been a fine performer. Missed last year.
McEldowney's always been.
Yeah. Kunk didn't play last year, hurt. She's come back shooting the ball well. McEldowney good from the outside. Bargey has played fine tonight, so it's a well-rounded Versailles team, which is going to be troublesome for anybody it plays. And in the D3 tournament, you can bet the Versailles Tigers. We'll get a hop seed, a high seed, and we'll go a distance in tournament play. Well, after a mistake at midcourt, a timeout is called. We're stuck at 52-25 Versailles. 2:14 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
As we return to action here at New Bremen, Versailles milking the clock, and then a tripping foul called on New Bremen, sending Abby Stahman to the line for the Tigers, and she puts it up and in. Her second of two on the way, short, hangs on the iron, rebound, yanked down, good offensive board by Carrie Dirksen. As she jerked it off the glass, flipped it back out to a Tiger on the perimeter, it's Caitlin Marshall. Marshall in the right corner, picked off by Friend of New Bremen. And then a Cardinal player is undercut. Foul Versailles, 65 seconds to go in the fourth. 53-25. The lead 28 for Versailles. As we've noted a couple of times, Matt, New Bremen had 12 at the end of the first quarter, and they've just barely doubled that since.
Madison Cordonier had a little stretch there in the end of the first quarter, and she's been pretty quiet here since then.
Yeah, the two teams matched hoops. The first 8 to 9 minutes of the game, it has been all Versailles ever since. In fact, this was a 16-16 game at one point. Since then, 37-9. Hard to believe. 37-9 run by Versailles, which just took a rebound off the glass. New Bremen missed. Fouled on the play was Kate Griesdorn for Versailles. 1-1. It's no good. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Dribble drive. Baseline right. Berkey knocked away by Versailles with 36 seconds to go. 53-25 Versailles. At just too much height, the Tigers began to dominate on the inside late first quarter throughout the remainder of the first half. Steadily pulling away against New Bremen here this evening. Here's a baseline pass on the play to Emma George for Versailles. She might have traveled below the backboard. Yep, 17.3 left. Versailles Tigers will advance to 9-3. New Bremen will be 8-4. As we've alluded, the next encounter for the Versailles Tigers and New Bremen Cardinals will be as follows. A Saturday tilt for the Versailles Tigers against the cross-county conference foe as the buzzer sounds, ending this game. Versailles is at Franklin Monroe on Saturday, January 4th. And meanwhile, the next encounter for the New Bremen Cardinals is coming up 1 week from tonight in the MAC at St. Henry, which at last report was putting a pretty good thumping on Marion Local in the second half of that game. buzzer sounds. You heard it in the background. Versailles easily over New Bremen. The Tiger Ladies win it by a final tally of 53-25. A 28-point blowout here tonight. Nobody would have thought it would have been that kind of a margin. We've seen New Bremen play. It's a talented team. They're one of the most athletic in Chris Burden's 8 years here. But Versailles is extremely tall with the likes of Winter and Stonebreaker at 6'2 and 6'3 on the inside. Nobody taller than Cordonier's 5'10 for New Bremen. And the size of Versailles, simply no match for New Bremen here tonight, Matt.
Yeah. And when those two combine for 28 points and then you get good guard play, it's just hard to beat.
You mentioned the two young ladies on the inside for Versailles. They've got to be our Clancy stars of the game, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, Lindsay Winter led the way for the Tigers. She had 15 points. She probably had at least four or five assists and probably that many blocks. She was just a little bit of everything tonight for the Tigers. And then Brooke Stonebreaker adding 13 points. And they just did a great job all night of holding New Bremen to one shot. And New Bremen, other than Cordonier, never got anybody else really going tonight.
New Bremen tried to go inside, and after a while, Matt, there was just not enough clearance to get those shots off. Numerous ones were deflected or altered. New Bremen couldn't shoot the ball from the perimeter like Versailles did. That was the other factor. Versailles' guards shot lights out. And as we've alluded, if Versailles plays like that, as we say hello to Mr. Ratterman, hey, if the Tigers get balanced play like that inside and out, Versailles a serious threat in the girls' D3 tournament, right? He nods his head and says they could make some noise, some serious noise.
Oh, yeah.
Good seeing you, Mr. Ratterman.
Danielle Kunk, 5 points. Four each from Abby Stahman, Hannah Bargie, and Caitlin Marshall. For New Bremen, Massa Cordonier had 14 points, all those coming in the first half, and 10 of those in the first quarter. And then it kind of drops off. Ellie Reckerman had 4 points, Kayla Friend 3 points, Katie Howe 2 points, and Kiera Berkey 2 points for their total of 25. The Carters are now 7-4 overall and 1-2 in the MAC.
And again, at one point, this was a 16-16 tie, and the final tally wound up being what, 53-25?
53-25. Wow. New Bremen scored 13 points the rest of the game after they had 12 in the opening quarter.
So 12 points in the first 8 minutes, 13 points in the final 24 for New Bremen. That's how well Versailles played defensively, using the inside height effectively against the smaller New Bremen team here tonight. Our Local Equipment spotlight performers at the halftime break, by the way, were Kiera Berkey, senior New Bremen, Lindsay Winter, senior Versailles. Our Clancy stars of this game tonight are Jackie Stonebreaker? No.
Brooke.
Brooke. I knew I was going to say that before the night was over. Brooke Stonebreaker, Lindsay Winter for Versailles. They share the scoring honors. Clancy's recognizes them. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yeah. earlier in our webcast tonight. We highlighted Pinnacle Sports Therapy, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's talk about them for just a quick minute before we close tonight. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie, which is new, has operated for 13 years for Sales Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie, a good man to know. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. That's Pinnacle, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. And don't forget, vote Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff, new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Matt, an update on other MAC scores, big games going on in the Midwest Athletic Conference on this Thursday night.
Okay, both of the scores are after three quarters of play. St. Henry defeating or over Marion Local right now, 47-39. And Minster is chopped into the deficit, but they still trail at Fort Recovery, 31-27.
Versailles entered play tonight against New Bremen, 2-1 in the MAC. And New Bremen was 1-1 coming in. And New Bremen absorbs loss number two. Versailles has lost just once. Marion is losing. That would be Marion's first loss. Minster is losing. That would be Minster's first loss in the MAC. Fort Recovery was beaten earlier by Versailles. That's Fort Recovery's loss so far. Delphus has lost three. If Coldwater was 1-1 hosting Parkway tonight. St. Henry was 1-1 in the league going into play tonight. New Knoxville was 1-1 in the MAC going into play tonight.
Right, and they beat Delphus tonight at home.
Okay.
By the score of, what, 48-31.
You'd have, what, at least a half a dozen clubs with one loss in the MAC after tonight, should the current scores hold up?
And with still 6 weeks to go.
You're right.
I mean, it's just getting started.
It's a toss-up. It is a toss-up for sure. Enjoyed coverage from here at New Bremen tonight. Boy, they roll out the red carpet for us. Mr. Wells, Mr. Jones, the two-man tag duo in the AD department at New Bremen High School, rolled out the red, or I should say the cardinal-colored carpet. Beautiful place from which to cover a game. The gym is adorned with cardinal red and gold. If your eyes are not alert coming in from the darkness on the outside, they sharpen up in a hurry when you step inside the New Bremen gym, and treated extremely well by Mr. Wells and Mr. Jones. As always, thank you very much. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, returning from Florida, will be back with us in a few days. Thanks to Mike Wick for the last several games. He was my sidekick here on Scores Broadcast. And Matt Zerker is with us tomorrow night at Fairlawn. Matt, I doubt that we'll have a 28-point difference tomorrow night, Jackson Center, Fairlawn Boys.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
It'll be interesting. There'll be a contrast in styles to see which style comes out on top.
Of course, I didn't think we'd have a 21-point game this past Monday. You've got to get in front of Jackson Center if you want to dictate the game in some way.
That's right. Yeah. That first quarter tomorrow night is going to be very key.
Then Saturday afternoon, about a 2 o'clock tip, Fort Loramie girls at Botkins. Who would have thought that game would be important in January? The two teams have combined for 17 wins. Botkins girls 8-2 so far this campaign. Beat Fort Loramie at Botkins 3 years ago.
It'll be a good test for the Trojans. Like, they're still a very young club, but it'll be a good test for them to see where they're at here at the midway point in the season.
Mm-hmm. And the Sydney boys try to remain unbeaten next Tuesday if they beat West Carroll tomorrow night in Miami Valley League play next Tuesday. Sydney is at tip. Tip is one of the three clubs a game behind Sydney in the loss column in the Miami Valley League. So we cover the Sydney boys for the first time next Tuesday night at Tip. Chuck McBee will be with me, 7:30 tip-off, 7:10 webcast time next Tuesday night.
And did I see this is what, Sydney's best start in like 40-something years?
I would.
Something like that?
I
didn't know.
It makes sense.
West Carrollton is a little better, but yep. the Jackets should be favored in that game. And then playing a Tip team that's a kind of a deceptive. I think they're 6-4 now. They went down to Florida for a tournament over the holidays. They lost all three, but they were pretty competitive. And I know the last two they lost to like a North Laurel team out of Kentucky or something like that in overtime. And then they lost by a couple in their final game. They got beat pretty good in the first game against the host school. So, but obviously they were tested in that tournament. And Tip's always a solid team, so that should be a good matchup on Tuesday.
And what I like about head coach John Willoughby's team so far this year, Matt, solid offensively and defensively both. It's a pretty good defensive team. They won 3 4-pointers, a 5-pointer. They're doing the things they need to do at both ends of the floor to win the toss-up games.
And they've had to be able to do that, you know, going forward now from Gordon, who's now at Texas A&M.
Right.
I think a lot of people didn't know how they would be this season, and they've been a very pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm. We're stalling a little bit, digressing. I was about ready to close out our webcast a couple of minutes ago as we try to get another final score or two in the MAC. St. Henry, Marion Local playing at St. Henry. Minster, Fort Recovery playing at Fort. And we're not going to get finals on those two games, but last report, Marion Local was trailing St. Henry by a fairly wide margin.
Right. It was 8 going into the fourth.
And a 4-point game at Fort Recovery.
It sounds like Fort Recovery is still up by 6 here in the final minutes.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting development.
Our buddy Scott Ward providing that information.
Yeah. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. And our anchors, as always, American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, Local Equipment, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. For Matt Zerker alongside, for Mike Wick, who's helped out the last week or so, for Chuck McBee, who returns on Tuesday at Tip, and for Ron Mooney, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, Jack Kramer saying final score, final time from here at New Bremen tonight, the Versailles Lady Tigers 53 and New Bremen 25. Good night, everybody.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.